Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
See if we can find Thomas Jefferson. Mr. Jefferson, are you there?
Yes, my dear citizen, I hear you.
Thank you for sharing those thoughts of yours. I cannot believe you're talking up the NBA to me via text this week.
Well, first of all, let me say that anything we can do to invade or punish Canada is good for this country. You know, we invaded Canada twice during my lifetime, during the Revolution and then during the War of 1812. So I'm for any team that can humiliate and maybe annex Canada.
That's not part of the trophy. They don't then cede Canada. You just get a trophy and a paycheck, sir.
These games that involve violence and a ball struck me as absurd. But in your time, these are major economic engines, as I understand it, that this is some of the most compelling activity that occurs in your republic.
It really is. You know, I was overseas not that long ago, and whenever I travel abroad, I always look at the castles and the cathedrals and see what humanity has wrought over the centuries. And I think our castles and cathedrals today are our football stadiums and professional sports arenas. It really is a focus of our society, the likes of which you probably could not begin to appreciate.
Well, sad though it is, as a reflection on your national sense of purpose and the sense of culture and dignity, it's still, you know, how Americans freely choose to entertain themselves. And it's not for me, coming from 200 and plus years ago, to decry the things that delight you. And to see this sort of grace, this is not a brute sport. This is one that involves skills that I'm guessing you don't have. I certainly didn't have. And I think that's remarkable. You know, we watched horse racing in my time, and when people gambled on it, it actually ruined many planters and squires of Virginia because they would gamble away their whole fortune. I didn't gamble. I never did. But I did go to horse races when I was in Williamsburg as a young man, and I justified it by saying this probably breeds up the horses. This is a way of making them stronger, yes, more graceful, etc. Yes. So that it can be justified as a sort of an experiment in genetics.
I'm just thinking, if you just did a starting five from our founding fathers, how tall were you?
Well, I would be fine. I was 6'2.5". Washington was taller.
He was 6'4".
This Curry, that's really more like Madison. Madison was 5'4", but he was always the smartest person in every room. And he certainly would have mastered this game. I probably always would have been awkward, you know, like the old days when Kareem Abdul-Jabbar would get the ball and then pretend to dribble it down the court, and halfway down it would be stolen by some much smaller person.
Yeah.
That would be me. I'd be clumsy.
I don't know. So we've got you at 6'2.5", Washington at 6'4", Madison, the 5'4" portly point guard. And then we just need I think we've got our five and our four. We just need a shooting guard and a swing man. I need two more players from the starting five.
Patrick Henry would be great. He'd be mouthy. He'd get technical fouls every day.
He'd be the green.
He'd say, give me the ball or give me death, you know, that sort of thing.
Right.
So he would always be on, you know, probation and ripe for suspension. And then if you think Benedict Arnold, halfway through the game, he'd go put on a jersey from the other team and help them win, you know?
I've got Benjamin Franklin on the bench as the coach, or maybe the owner. I'm not sure where Ben Franklin figures into all of this.
Well, wherever there's profit, Franklin would be there. He would be a great business manager of the thing, and he would be the spokesman. He would be the national spokesman for the sport, and he would tell, you know, during those mandatory things where they interview the coach between quarters, he would have a wry little story about something that happened to him in France, you know, to divert attention when we were losing.
Well, I say this, and tell me if you would say this also, that when it's not the White Sox or the Cubs or the Blackhawks, you know, we have our teams here in Chicago. They're not in the playoffs now. I truly try to champion the best players playing their very best. I want to see the best orchestras play the best music and the best actors act as at the height of their game. So I feel that same way about the Golden State Warriors. I want them to play as well and as fluidly, I think you use the word gracefully, as possible. Would you agree with that sort of sentiment?
Yes, and let me go back to what I was saying in my text, that in Homer's Iliad, these heroes, there are many of them, Diomedes and Agamemnon and Menelaus and Hector and so on. Yeah, each one has this moment where he becomes the greatest person on the battlefield. That's called an aristeia. Achilles has one. Hector has one. But you saw in this game last night, this Curry, this small guy with incredible skills, made this run, 47 points. I think it's the second most points ever scored in a playoff game. If he had scored 10 more, they might have won the game. But meanwhile, somebody else, like in this case Durant, is either sulking in his tent or he's injured, and you don't have that support team of Diomedes and others that are required to help you win the war. The hero emerges as an extraordinary national figure, Achilles. But if you lose the war, it doesn't do you any good, does it?
This is the only radio show in America to offer that kind of analysis of the NBA playoffs. So, you've got your other sports stations up and down the dial, but they're not doing it like Thomas Jefferson does. All right, Mr. Jefferson, I'm going to let you go, but maybe we'll check in with you again first part of next week after another game or two, and we'll see what your take on the playoffs is.
If I had lived in your time, I would have been Dennis Miller. I would have been that brainy commentator on the side who talks about the Aeneid and Dante and the Iliad and the founding fathers, and I don't know that it would have entertained anybody, but I would be glad to speak again.
You may remember that when Dennis Miller was, and we may have forgotten, the color guy for Monday Night Football, then, or was it Sunday Night Football? I think it was Monday Night.
It was Monday Night.
On Tuesday, there would always be a blog posted, and websites would cover it as well, interpreting Dennis Miller. And so you not only had his color commentary of the game, but then you sort of the next day digested what he said and you learned a little. I don't think he was a good choice for that job, but that was kind of there was an upside. It was a twofold experience.
Well, before we speak again, I would urge you and all of your listeners to read Homer's Iliad, preferably in the original Greek, and then we'll be able to have a more meaningful conversation.
Mr. President, Americans won't read the Mueller report. Why would they read the Iliad?
One can always dream of living in an ideal agrarian republic.
Goodbye, Mr. Jefferson. We'll talk again.
Bye, friend.
Thomas Jefferson was the third president of the United States.